our reaction has always, you know, been the same, that we are going there to get the jihadists. And I think what they are doing in Timbuktu, another part of the occupied territory in the north of Mali, is just an act of desperation. You know, if you recall, James, the UN Security Council on the, 19th, 20th of this month adopted Resolution 2085, authorizing the deployment of the African-led mission in Mali. You know, so this is a knee-jerk reaction, you know, to that, resolution. And hopefully we are seeing the last act of their acts of barbarism, their terrorist activities, and gross human rights abuses in the, north of Mali. What that also means is that once an operation starts, all those people, and we are compiling, the list of offenders, in the north of Mali, they know that they are either going to pay with their lives during the efforts to retake the north, or they will be handed over to the International Criminal Tribunal, for them to answer.
So you mentioned last week's United Nations Security Council resolution, which authorized the deployment of troops in Mali. Does this put the ball into ECOWAS's court now? In other words, is it now left where ECOWAS to move and deploy these troops?
You see, all along, we've been preparing for this for a very long time. So it is a very positive development, which ECOWAS warmly welcomes. You know, but yes, the resolution has been adopted. But as you know, any operation in the north of Mali will require a lot of resources. So ECOWAS, and for that matter, African Union, we are waiting, for the support package that was promised in the adoption of that resolution. So we expect another resolution that is putting together a UN support package, for the mission, and also the trust fund that was promised in adopting the resolution, where committed and non-committed resources, will be placed at the, behest of the UN, for utilization.
Mr. Musa, you've been very kind always to talk with us, and let me wish you Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to come.
Thank you very much, James. And, to all you people at VOA, we also value your contribution. It is not only us helping you, but you also putting our views across to the world. It's a very, very, very tremendous service to our integration process. So we wish you also a very Happy New Year.